Hello and welcome to Sese Says So. This is a biology revision podcast aimed to help you with your GCSE biology revision. Now, before I get into this episode's topic, please make sure you subscribe to my podcast and follow me on at Sese Says So on all social media platforms. So, in this episode, we will be looking at the topic Cycle and Human Influences Part 2. So by the end of this episode, you should be able to describe what happens in the nitrogen cycle, describe the effects of greenhouse gases, and describe the effects of deforestation. So without further ado, let's get into it. Nitrogen is a very important element. It's found in proteins and in our DNA. So how does nitrogen travel from the air, where it makes up 78% of its contents, to inside animals? This is by the nitrogen cycle. Nitrogen, as a gas, is inert, which means it's unreactive. Therefore, it needs to be converted into a nitrogen-containing compound to be useful. The nitrogen cycle can be summarized by five key processes. Nitrogen fixation. This refers to fixing nitrogen gas into the ground, therefore converting it into a nitrogen-containing compound. This can be carried out by lightning and also nitrogen-fixing bacteria found in root nodules of certain plants. Decomposition. Microorganisms break down proteins in dead organisms. As a result, nitrogen is released in the form of ammonia or ammonia ions. Nitrification. Nitrifying bacteria in the soil convert ammonium ions into nitrite ions and then into nitrate ions, which are taken up by plants. Assimilation. The nitrate ions taken up by plants will be converted into proteins for the plant so it can grow, alongside with other nitrogen-containing compounds. Feeding on plants ensures that nitrogen is passed along the food chain. And finally, denitrification. Denitrifying bacteria in the soil convert nitrate ions back into nitrite ions and then back into nitrogen gas. Okay, well, it's time for our first pit stop. For this pit stop, you have to answer the following questions. Number 1. Which process converts nitrite ions into nitrate ions? Number 2. Which process converts nitrate ions back to nitrite ions and then back to nitrogen gas? And finally, number 3, where are nitrogen-fixing bacteria found? Okay, pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to think of those answers, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, and 1. So you had to answer the following questions. Number 1. Which process converts nitrite ions into nitrate ions? This is nitrification. Number 2. Which process converts nitrate ions back to nitrite ions and then back to nitrogen gas? This is denitrification. And then finally, number 3. Where are nitrogen-fixing bacteria found? They are found in the root nodules. Okay, if you got those answers correct, great job. And now we're going to move on into the next segment. In the previous episode, we looked at a selection of waste gases that contribute to air pollution. One of these gases was carbon dioxide. If you remember, I referred to it as a greenhouse gas. There are other greenhouse gases, such as nitrous oxide, which is produced as a result of burning fossil fuels, car exhausts, and nitrogen fertilizers. Methane gas. This is produced as a waste product by cattle and other domestic animals, and by bacteria in rice paddy fields, and by microorganisms in the anaerobic decomposition of waste. And also CFCs. These are produced by aerosol sprays and cooling agents found in fridges. As the name would suggest, these gases all play a role in the greenhouse effect. So what is the greenhouse effect? This is when the layer of gases around the Earth, known as the atmosphere, trap radiation from the sun. The greenhouse effect is necessary for warming up the planet. However, the increased concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere has led to global warming, which itself has many negative effects, such as the melting of the polar ice caps and the rising of the sea levels. Okay, well, it's time for our second pit stop. In this pit stop, you have to identify which greenhouse gas is being described. Number one, this greenhouse gas is produced by fridges and air conditioners. Number two, this greenhouse gas is produced by decomposers. And finally, number three, this greenhouse gas is produced by burning fossil fuels and car exhausts. Okay, well, pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to think of those answers, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, and 1. So you had to identify which greenhouse gas was being described. Number one, this greenhouse gas is produced by fridges and air conditioners. This is CFC or CFCs. Number two, this greenhouse gas is produced by decomposers. This is methane. And then finally, number three, this is produced by burning fossil fuels and car exhausts. Correct answer is nitrous oxide. However, I will also accept carbon dioxide. Okay, well, if you got those answers correct, awesome job. And now we're going to move on into the final segment. Paper, sponges, chewing gum, rubber, and hair dye. I know, all quite very random, but these are just a few examples of products made from trees and therefore contribute to the removal of trees. Generally, younger trees are planted to replace those lost in order to create these products. Other circumstances, such as the use of land for agriculture and industrial buildings, result in deforestation. Deforestation refers to the permanent removal of a large number of trees. As you can imagine, this has detrimental effects. For example, leaching. The ground is now exposed, so rainfall can carry the vital mineral ions in the ground away. The rainfall may also lead to soil erosion, which creates a hostile environment difficult for new plants to grow. The removal of trees leads to an increase in carbon dioxide levels as less photosynthesis can occur. And as we saw previously, this plays a role in global warming. Deforestation also leads to a loss of habitats and shelter for a number of organisms. Okay, well, it's time for our final pit stop. So these are the end of episode summary questions, so get a notepad, book, or use your phone so that you can write down the answers. Number one, what is deforestation? Number two, how does deforestation contribute to global warming? And finally, number three, name the five processes of the nitrogen cycle. Okay, well, pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to think of the answers to those questions, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, 1. So question number one asked, what is deforestation? Correct answer, the removal of a large number of trees. Number two, how does deforestation contribute to global warming? Correct answer for this, the lack of trees means carbon dioxide cannot be removed from the atmosphere by photosynthesis. Therefore, the concentration of carbon dioxide will increase in the Earth's atmosphere and contribute to global warming. And then finally, number three asks, name the five processes of the nitrogen cycle. These are nitrogen fixation, decomposition, nitrification, assimilation, and denitrification. So if you got all of those answers correct, super awesome, great job. And now we're going to move on into the closing segment. So there you have it, Cycles and Human Influences Part 2 in a nutshell. Remember that these episodes are here for you to listen to, so take full advantage of them. Please be sure to follow me at Sese Says So on Instagram for daily biology updates and subscribe to my podcast channel, which can be found on most streaming platforms. Join me for the next episode where I will be reviewing the topic Uses of Biological Resources, Part 1. Why? Because Sese says so.